The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Today, I wanted to start out this week with a word of encouragement. So today, we're not going to do a prophetic viewpoint. We're not going to be talking about news and headlines today. We're going to start out the week, and we're going to give you a word of encouragement. I had something lined up, but my heart is really resting on Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 10. So if you have a Bible with you, I want to encourage you to open it up. I did not pull it up on the screen, but you can pull it up there where you're at, and you can follow along with me. Of course, I'm going to read these scriptures to you, but I would love to have you guys join with me along with the broadcast as we get into this. And the reason why this is on our heart, and again, the rest of the week, we're probably going to be dealing with current events, and we're going to be discussing topics. So if you guys are really looking forward to that, we're going to be hitting on those things probably on Thursday and Friday, So be looking for that for the rest of this week. But today we're going to be hanging out Proverbs 3, 5, and 10. Over the past week or two, I've had several one-on-one conversations with different individuals. I've had phone conversations, in person, emails, Facebook message, and it's really kind of revolved around this. And this is what I want to talk about this today. There is some powerful insight into what Solomon wrote here in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 10. And if we really grasp this and we really apply this to our life, I believe that what Solomon says here, I believe it will come to fruition in our lives. So here's what he says: trust in the Lord with all, and I'm going to read this all the way through, and then we're going to go back and we're going to break this down. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And this is the King James Version. I'm going to be reading from the King James. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So again, there is some powerful insight into this. And I believe the reason why I really pulled out Proverbs 3, 5 through 10 is because I believe these are all in conjunction with one another. I do not believe it's a coincidence that when Solomon had this revelation and he began to pin this down in Proverbs 3, that it came out the way it did. So let's break this down. I believe, so there's many people out there. Listen, if you're watching, listening, whatever the case may be, or both, you've been asking for direction. You've been asking for the Lord to meet a need. You've been asking and seeking for healing. You've been asking and seeking for deliverance. Any of these or all of these, I believe, are all summed up in here. And I believe that this is a principle. This is a multifaceted principle here that if we begin to apply these things in our personal walk with God, I believe we're going to see results. And I always say, you're going to hear me say this over and over again, if you are new to our ministry, or if you've been a longtime viewer of our ministry, you've heard me say this over and over again, that if you want Bible results, you got to do Bible results. You got to do things the Bible way. Let me say that one more time. If you want Bible results, you got to do things the Bible way. For you who are just joining us again, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10 is where we're at today. We're reading from the King James. So let me break this down. The first thing you and I have got to do, and it don't matter where you are in your walk with God, it don't matter what you're looking for, what you're seeking for, what you're asking for, and what you desire. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I don't believe this is a play on words. I believe Solomon understood that if we are going to do anything for God, if we're going to do anything for his kingdom, and if we're going to see anything that the Bible says that are promises of God for the believer that are yes and amen, he says here that we have to learn to trust him with all of our heart. Not, he don't want a portion of it. He don't want three quarters of it. He wants all of it. Do y'all agree with that? I know that we're not in church here, but I want somebody to amen that, because you have to believe that. Trust in the Lord with all that heart. Now, look, we can read this all day long, but to actually believe this and walk this out is a whole different story. All of our heart has got to trust him. Trust him in the dark places. Trust him in the light. Trust him in the valley. Trust him on the mountain. Trust him when it's good. Trust him with all of our heart when it's bad. Trust him with all of our heart when we have no money, or when we got a lot of money. When our marriage is good, when our marriage is not good. We have to make a choice to trust in him with all of our heart. As to say that when we are in his presence and we are transparent and vulnerable to him, we can say, Lord, I recognize that there is places in my heart that I have not totally surrendered to you. Oh, come on. Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you, some of y'all, you got great trust in the Lord with your finances, but you don't have any trust in him with your health. Some of y'all's got great trust in him as your Jehovah Rapha, your healer, but you have little trust in him, and you've not given him full trust as Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Come on. The same God who is your provider is the same God who's your healer. And this is why he takes us through a progressive walk with him to get us to learn these principles. Any and every individual that I've ever met that has great faith towards any of one of these topics of God, whether it's to deal with their finances, whether it's to do with their health, whether it's to do with their marriage, whether it's to do with their business, whether it's to do with their calling, every individual that I have ever met personally that has great faith towards any of these did not one day wake up, say yes to Jesus, and just walk away from the altar, and they have great faith in this. It's progressive. They learn to trust him in the little battles and in the small battles, and then work their way up and progress to the larger battles, and it grows their faith. David defeated when nobody was looking, and he was on the backside of the desert. He defeated the lion, the bear. Come on. He defeated the small enemies, and he eventually worked up and had the faith to defeat, come on, Goliath. Goliath, he didn't just step out, get a sling, get a stone, or get some stones and defeat Goliath. God was preparing him on the backside by allowing him to defeat the bears and the lions and the small prey and the small battles before he dealt with the principalities and the larger battles. So I'm telling you, we've got to learn to trust him with all of our heart. Now, listen to this. Now, if we get this down, then we have to deal with the second part of this. And it says, and lean not into thy own understanding. Now, why did Solomon say this? Because Solomon understood that our walk with God is going to be a continual battle day after day after day. But watch this, between the heart and the mind. Come on. You believe in the Lord with all the heart. Believe, if any man believes with his heart and confesses with his mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, shall be saved. Okay, so notice there is a working of the heart and the mind, and then it comes out of the mouth. So it's really a threefold cord, if you would. It's the mind, the heart, and the mouth, and they have to come into unison. We're in Proverbs 3, guys, 5 through 10, for you guys on live here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 10. This is an exhortation. We're exhorting you today. So Solomon understood we can trust him with all of our heart, but then we have a battle to contend with, and it's our understanding. Watch this. All right, God, I trust you that you're Jehovah Jireh. I trust you that you're going to provide for me to supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. So watch this. We can say we trust him and we believe him, but many of us begin after this, we begin to make the mistake of suddenly trying to analyze and try to figure out how's God going to do it. God, your word says that if I seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto me. But God, do you know how much debt I have? Do you know the bills that I have? Do you know the circumstance that I'm facing financially? Your word says that the psalmist said, I was young and now I'm old and I'm yet to see the righteous forsaken nor a seed beg of bread. And I read this and my heart believes this, but my mind can't wrap around the fact that I have a mountain of debt. I have collections that are calling me. I have bills that are due. So God, how are you going to get me out of this circumstance? How are you going to get me out of this situation? You know what you're guilty of right there? You're guilty of leaning unto your own understanding. You're leaning into your own intellect. You're trying to figure out how he's going to be Jehovah Jireh. Come on, I'm just glad I came by to tell somebody today that you need to be glad that you don't need to try to figure out how he's Jehovah Jireh. You don't need to figure out how he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. You don't have to figure out how he's Jehovah Shalom. You don't have to figure out how he's the Lord your peace. You don't have to figure him out because he's God. And if you could figure him out, he wouldn't be God. So some of y'all just need to get some rest and rest in him by trying to stop figuring out how he's going to do it. God, the diagnosis said this, but your word says that by your stripes, I am healed. So I can't figure out how you're going to do it. The doctors say that the doctor may have given a prognosis of you've only got so much long to do this, or there's no medicine that's going to heal this. There's no remedy. There's no prescription that I can write. There is nothing I can do. Come on. The woman with the issue of blood was facing this. No doctor could figure it out. No specialist could help her. There was no medicine that she could rub on. Come on, somebody. There was no medication. There was no prescription. But she got to a place where she said, I am going to trust in him with all of my heart, and I'm going to stop trying to figure out how he's going to do it, because all I know is this. This Jesus of Nazareth that I've heard about has been opening blind eyes, raising the dead, healing the sick, and come on, and making lepers be whole. So here's what I choose to do. I trust in him with all of my heart, and I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm just going to rest in a surety that I know that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know if he's going to spit in some mud and rub it in somewhere. I don't know if he is going to wave his hand. I don't know if he's going to make me dip into a river 7 times. I don't know what he's going to do, but all I know is that if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So watch this. There's the trust factor. And then there's the leaning not into your own intellect or trying to figure out God and how he's going to make it work. And then we move to the next part, and that's in verse 6. Watch what he says. But he says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So let's stop here for a second. All your ways, acknowledge him. We've got a lot of people. They're not acknowledging God in all thy ways. They're acknowledging God on their own precepts. They're acknowledging God on their own agenda, their own merit. They're saying, all right, God, in this contract where I said yes to you, I'm willing to follow you, but under my terms. I'm going to acknowledge you while I'm in church, but on the weekend, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to declare you're Jehovah Jireh in the house of God. But when I get my paycheck, I'm not going to acknowledge you with, come on, the first fruits of my increase. I'm going to acknowledge you around my Christian friends and the church folk and in the house of God and around the pastor. I'm going to acknowledge you as Jehovah Jireh or Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer. But instead of going to prayer, instead of getting in the word, and instead of believing, I'm going to run to the doctor first. I'm going to run to the medicine cabinet first. I'm going to run to every other venue first, and then I'm going to put you second. Come on, that's not how this thing works. He says, in all your ways, you got to acknowledge him. Come on, somebody. I said, your relationships have got to acknowledge him. I said, your marriage has got to acknowledge him. I said, your finances has got. Listen, if I opened up your pocketbook right now and put it out here and put it up on a screen for everybody to see, does it testify of the Lord? Huh? Come on, somebody. Is all your ways acknowledge him? That's the question. But watch. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And I said, and. So this is a secondary consequence to what we just talked about. It says, and when you do that, when you trust in the Lord with all of your heart and you stop trying to figure out how he's going to do it and the way he's going to do it and when he's going to do it, and then you decide all your ways, you're going to acknowledge him. When you get into this thing fully committed, watch this. Then it says, and he shall direct your paths. See, we got a lot of people, they're seeking for direction. They're seeking for direction from God, but they won't let him in their life to be the tour guide to take them in the direction in which they need to go. Let me explain that. See, I can go on vacation and go somewhere that is foreign to me, that I've never set foot on. And sure, I can park my vehicle. I can walk around. I can try to get directions from a gas station or from locals. But most people, if they want to find where to go, the attractions, this, that, they will ultimately find someone who specializes in directing them in the way in which they should go. But see, this is how many people are in their walk with God. They lean into their own understanding. I've got this, God. I'm going to do it my way. This is the path I'm going to choose. This is the marriage I want, even though God may not want it. This is the job I want to stay in, even though God's got something better for you. So they don't let him come into their lives and take the wheel and lead them and guide them. But he says here, if you start doing these things, he's going to direct your path. So we've got a lot of people that are angry with God. They're mad at God because the course that they're on is not what they desired, not what they wanted, not what they expected. But then when you get to sit down with them and you talk to them and you commune with them and they open their heart up to you, you'll discover not all, but many have never fully allowed him to become the captain. They've never given him full access to the wheel of their life. They've chose not to trust in him with all their heart. They've chose to keep trying to intellectually figure God out. This is a big one, guys. All the time, people, why did God do this? Why did God allow this? Why is he not doing this? Why didn't he do that? How did he do this? Guys, if we could figure God out, we know his ways. His ways are in the Word of God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We can understand, oh, come on, somebody. We know there's a point of reference for healing because there's a point of reference for it in the Word of God. And that's why we know He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. We know that He leads us and directs us and does miracles because I can point to you points of references for that. We know that He still delivers today and He still expels demons because there's a point of reference for that. And what I'm trying to tell you is if I can find a point of reference for it in the 66 books of the Bible, I'm trying to tell you if God did it for those in the Bible, if He did it for those in the old covenant, and if He did for those in the new covenant, He can do it for you and He can do it for me. But here's the deal, guys. If the disciples had to walk and obey in full obedience to what He commanded them to do in order to see the blessing, what makes you and I think that just because we live in the 21st century and we live in 2021, that God has changed His order of conduct? I'm going to say it again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If He's never blessed sin in times of old, He isn't blessing sin today. If He condemned abominations and what the Bible calls an abomination in the old covenant, I can assure you that He didn't put His stamp of approval on it under the new covenant. But we got people today preaching another Jesus and another gospel and trying to convince you and I that God has changed His mind. He's become more progressive. He's become more open-minded. He's become more tolerant. The Jesus today would never flip over a table, a money changer table. He would never rebuke religious Pharisees. He would never call out sin. So when we have this mindset, we continue in this lifestyle that's contrary to the Bible. I got to move on. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Now listen to this. Listen to verse 7. Proverbs 3, 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Stop being your own God. I'm sick of that. People are making their own God. A God who puts a stamp of approval on their lifestyle that contradicts the Word of God. Are you kidding me? Listen, your mind would be blown if you saw some of the emails I get, the messages that I get, the text messages I get, the phone calls I get with people that are sincere, guys, that are asking me questions. Like, does God condone this? Does God condone that? Is this okay? Is this permissible? And the Bible clearly condemns these things. But again, this just shows you how far off the mark we've gone. He says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Do you know the Bible says there would come a time when, just like in the book of Judges, where every man did what was right in his own eyes. Tell me we're not there. Everyone's doing what's right in their own eyes. Everybody's a good Christian. Listen, I live in the southern part. I live in the southern United States. Everybody out here is a Christian. And I use that. I'm doing the air quotations. That's sarcasm. Everybody's a Christian. Oh, yes, I'm a Christian. He says, they claim to know me, but in their works, they're abominable. That's what it talks about in the New Testament. He says, quit being wise in your own eyes. Listen to what he says. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I'm going to say it again. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. If you condone what the Bible calls evil, you do not have the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You need the fear of the Lord. You need to reverence Him. You need to acknowledge Him. You need the whole counsel of God, the whole Word of God. He says, don't lean or don't be wise in your own eyes. But fear the Lord. The Bible says that every man is doing right in his own eyes. But depart from evil. Some of y'all need to depart from evil. Depart from relationships. Depart from lifestyles. Depart from certain substances that are not drawing you to God, but away from God. Well, Brother Ricky, do you think smoking weed is bad? Let me ask you a question. Does it draw you to God or away from God? And if you're sitting around high all the time, it's not drawing you to God. It's drawing you away from God because it's opening your mind, because it's altering your mind. And if anything, it's opening you up to demonic spirits. Well, I'm out of here. That did it for me, Pastor. I don't like that kind of preaching, and you're wrong. Goodbye. Listen, I'm going to preach sanctification. I'm going to preach holiness. I'm going to preach righteousness, and nobody's going to stop me doing it. We're just going to keep trucking along. Come on, I believe in it. I don't believe that God came and changed the book. I never got the notice. I can't read it. I can't find it in the Word of God where Jesus ever said that this is the way I was in the old covenant and this is the way I'm going to be in the new covenant. If anything, listen to me. This is really going to make some folks mad. If anything, Jesus did not come to lower the standard. He came to raise the standard. In the old covenant, he said it's right. He said it was wrong to murder someone. He said in the new covenant, under the new covenant, in the New Testament, he said if you harbor anger and unforgiveness and hatred towards your brother, you've already murdered him because you've committed the act in your heart. And the old covenant, he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And the new covenant, he says, if you as much as entertain the thought in your heart, you've already committed the act. Come on, that doesn't sound like he lowered the standard. He raised the standard. And then you've got these goofballs that claim to be Christians, and they try to ask you these stupid questions like, do you think God condemns the things that the Bible condemns already? Do you think Jesus condemns something that God has already given his instructions on and told us that it was an abomination? Are you kidding me? Stop watering down and diluting the gospel to accommodate your lifestyle. Just because it don't feel good for you to not do things that feels good to your flesh. Well, I like my smoking weed. Listen, who doesn't like gratifying their flesh? Even the Bible says that sin is fun for a season. Even the Word of God says that sin is fun for a season. It may be fun to do the drugs. It's fun to commit adultery. It's fun to commit immorality. It may be fun to commit all these things. But guess what? When the fun is over and it's short-lived, you're going to pay the price. For the wages of sin is death, but eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to listen to this. B, he says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. And listen with the, here's the reward of it in verse 8. And I believe all this is conjunction with each other. Verse 8, What's it? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't try to figure him out and figure out how he's doing things. All your ways acknowledge him. Don't be wise in your own eyes, but fear him. In verse 8, it shall be health to your navel. Now it's King James. What does that mean? Another translation says it shall be health to your bones. It's going to promote healing. It's going to promote longevity. Because he says here, it'll be health to your navel or health to your flesh and marrow to your bones. With long life, I'll satisfy thee. Psalms 91, verse 17. With long life, I'll satisfy thee and show thee the joy of thy salvation. You think that promise is to some lukewarm, compromising believer, Christian? Who's going to live how they want to live and not live according to the precepts and commandments and the Word of God? Come on, somebody. No, it's those who are in covenant with him, walking according to his will. Now, we're not talking about perfection. No man can walk in perfection. There was only one man who was perfect, and even he was crucified and had to die for us. We're not talking about perfection, but we are talking about maturity. Listen, immaturity is not seeking deliverance and freedom from something that you're falling into, something you have a weakness to. But maturity is getting, come on, growing in the grace and growing in his, in the knowledge of his word, growing in mercy, growing in the fear of the Lord, growing in the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can overcome these things. The Bible talks about there's a difference between practicing sin and falling into a sin. I believe we're all going to fall short. If someone comes along to you and says they never sin, then John says they're a liar because they're sins of omission and remission. In other words, there's sins that you may not even know that you're committing, but God will forgive ignorance. He'll overlook it. But I'm telling you, he's wanting us to grow up. He's wanting us to mature, and he's wanting us to grasp these concepts so that it can bring longevity. He wants us to live. I believe the Bible says that that man's years shall be 70 and 80 or more by reason of strength. That's Psalms 90, verse 10. Beloved, above all things, 3 John 2, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Is that not what it says? And that brings me to my last point, and that's in Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. You know what he's talking about here? Tithing. He's talking about honoring the Lord with what the Lord has blessed you with. Come on, we don't bring sheeps and goats and lambs to him today, at least not here in the United States. And probably I would venture to say most of the places where we're getting viewership from today. So we go and we work a job and we are blessed with money. And then we honor the Lord with our substance and the first fruits, the tenth of all of our increase. Why? Listen, verse 10, so that our barns will be filled with plenty and that our presses will burst forth with new wine. Listen to me. I've said this over and over again. Myself, my family, our ministry is a living testament and example of when you honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase, he is going to bless you. He's going to meet and supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back unto you, good measured, pressed down and shaken over and running over. And with the same measure that you give, it shall be given back unto you. This falls right in here. Your barns be filled with plenty and your presses burst forth with new wine. Now, why does he want your barn to be filled with plenty and your wine presses to burst forth with new wine? Because he doesn't want you holding and hoarding all of the blessing. He wants you to disperse it out and to be a blessing to others. Come on, do you agree with that today? I'm telling you, people, there is a level that we can walk in with the Lord that we see these things manifested. But it's going to cost us something. We're going to have to walk in discipline. We're going to have to walk in obedience. We're going to have to walk in the fear of God. We're going to have to stop leaning onto our own intellect. Well, I know the Bible says this, but so-and-so. Listen, I had someone text me a while back. Well, you need to listen to this guy. He's got some cool stuff that he says. Some interesting stuff that he talks about and how to be successful and how to think your way through things and all this. And first of all, I never heard of the individual. And when I started researching who he was some new age guru. But you've got Christians, professed Christians who run to that and cleave to that. Professed Christians who read their daily horoscopes. Well, what's my horoscope say today? But they won't crack open a Bible. Oh, I'm going to preach it anyway. They won't crack open a Bible and read the Word of God, but I've got to read my horoscope today. They won't come to the, they won't come up to the altar and get prayed for, but they'll go to a palm reader. They won't flip open a Bible, but they'll go and get a tarot card reader. Come on, I'm knocking on your door today. I'm trying to help you out today. I wish God would give me a word. He did. There's all kinds of words right here. I wish God would speak to me. He is. So I'm trying to tell you, let me say it again. I said at the beginning, I'll say it again. If we want Bible results, we've got to do things Bible way. Come on, everybody say that with me. If we want Bible results, we got to do things Bible way. If we get outside, listen, if we get outside the perimeters of this book, God is not obligated to bless it. God's not obligated to bless that. He ain't going to bless New Age and horoscopes and palm reading. Because I'm going to tell you something. God is not the only one who's pursuing you. Satan is pursuing you. And he uses all these other avenues, what I call counterfeits. He uses Ouija boards. He uses palm readers. He uses tarot cards. He uses fortune tellers. He uses horoscopes. He uses New Age gurus. And I'm going, and listen, I hate to even say this, but he's, according to this Bible, Satan has infiltrated the church with false apostles who come as apostles of light, but they're workers of Satan. Oh, they may be on Christian television. They may have a best-selling book, and they may tickle your ears and make you feel good. But watch this. It's, you can always identify them because it will make you feel good about yourself. It will, listen, the entire message is centered around you and not him. Oh, I'm going to say it again. Their entire message, whether it's in the book that they write or books, whether it's the message that they preach behind the pulpit or the church or on Christian television, whatever this, the core message is geared around how to become a better you and not how to crucify your flesh. Come on, not that you would decrease and that he would increase. That's how you determine and how you, what did Jesus say? You will know them by their fruits. That's why I get all kinds of, listen, Christians are falling for this stuff like you would not believe. Actually, you probably do believe it. You're seeing it. Because listen, most of our audience are discerning. I'm not going to belittle you at all. I'm, in fact, I'll brag on you. Most of you guys, every now and then we get a fringe group of people, but when I read the Facebook comments, most of you guys, Satan's not pulling the wool over your eyes. You know the word. You're praying. You're full of the Holy Spirit, and you see this. And that's probably why you're on here, because if you didn't believe that, you wouldn't even be on here. You would have got offended and left a long time ago. And I know you guys are truth seekers. And we are honored and we appreciate this, man. Because listen, I'm like Elijah sometimes, and I'm like, how, you know, I want to be in the cave and be like, you know, they've slain all the prophets and there's none left. But then the Lord allows me to see this and say, no, there's a remnant. There's a remnant out there that's not bowed their knee to Baal, who's still walking uprightly before the God, who are still watchmen on the wall, who are still seeing the things in which we're discussing here today. So I hope this has helped somebody today. I hope this has been a blessing today to somebody who needs to hear this today. We always, the best of our ability. I know many people come, you know, they come out and they want to hear a viewpoint. They want to hear something that deals with where we're at today, the headlines, a word of prophecy. And I get that, guys. And we do that. We give information. But today we want to exhort the body. We want to equip you because the body of Christ needs this. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can follow us. That's where you can subscribe to us. Please, if you've not yet subscribed to us, please do that. If you've not yet downloaded our free app, I encourage you to get it. It's on Android. It's on Apple. It's free, and there's no excuse not to do it. It doesn't take up much space, much data. You can download that free app, push yes to push notifications. You will be able to watch and listen to our broadcast right there below. And as always, guys, we want to encourage you to do that so you can keep up with our ministry. Do not rely on the big tech giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all that place. Again, what we're doing is we are preparing ahead of time to get you accustomed to these alternative platforms so that in the event that not if, but when the day comes and they snuff out all these platforms for us to be able to speak through, we're going to still be going. We're going to keep going, and we're going to have alternative ways to do that. Guys, we want to give you the opportunity. Again, this ministry is everything we do is free to you. The messages are free. The updates are free. The app is free. The subscription is free. Everything is free. What we do is we ask if this ministry is a continual source of information. It blesses you, encourages you, equips you. Or if this is your home church, we ask that you be obedient to the Holy Spirit and you give accordingly. And you can do that two ways. You can give electronically by the app or by the website. You can see that right there in front of you. If you're listening by podcast, again, download the app. You can give by the app, or you can go to our main website at endtimeheadlines.org or endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to see a place where it says to give. You can or to donate or support. There's going to be places there. You can click on there, and it's going to open a page. You can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order, and you can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And of course, that's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, we're going to be signing off today. We're going to pray for you real quick, but let me give you a quick announcement. Again, we're coming up Thursday and Friday. We've got some viewpoint segments. I've got some topics that I want to talk about, and we don't even know what crazy stuff's going to happen between Tuesday and Thursday. So we've got some stuff on deck that I want to talk about that's going to inform you and show you the times and seasons in which we are in. So right now, guys, we want to bless you today. Father, I bless those who've come on today on this broadcast. I pray that this word will go forth and it would not return void, but it will establish and equip that in which it's sent forth to do. It will pierce every heart. It will be a seed that's sown in hearts. I pray that it impacts lives, transforms lives in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the families that are represented here today. I pray that you'd bless them, that you would protect them, keep them. May your angels be dispatched on their behalf. May you prosper them. Lord, those who are walking in your will, walking in your precepts, they trust in you. They're not leaning to their own understanding. They're all their ways, they're acknowledging you. Lord, I thank you that your word promises that you will direct their paths. Lord, those that are honoring you in their finances, they're in covenant with you. You said that if they honor you with the first fruits of their increase, that you will fill their barns with plenty and their wine presses will burst forth with new wine. You're blessing them to be a blessing to others. And Father, we receive this today. We thank you for this today. And it's in the name of Jesus, all God's people said, amen and amen. All right, guys, we're going to sign off for today. Again, thank you so much for joining us on whatever platform you're watching or listening from. Until we see each other again on Thursday, may the Lord bless you, keep you, may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.